This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of your Q, where we celebrate, uplift, and educate on all the things wonderful happening in and around Douglas County. And back with me today is Alan Painter.
Hello, Douglas County.
Thank you for coming back.
Well, you know, I got to hold You're up missed. The heavy end here.
Yeah. It's so helpful. I can't even tell you. I love it when you're here.
I'm the color commentary, right?
Yeah. You bring the testosterone, too. I get picked on with all my feelers sometimes.
Yes, amen. And we might have a few of that today, huh?
Oh, we're good. But now that you do mention that, let's just touch a tiny bit before we start the show and our guests today. We were both at Justin Troxell's fundraiser.
Amen. And that was another testament to the amazing place that we live.
Wow. It was so, so amazing. And I just felt like I was being witnessed to in that room. It was like just God's grace and the generosity and the kindness and the blessings bestowed on Justin and the whole Troxell family. They were very well loved that day.
Well, there was some heartbreak, too.
Yeah, there was.
I went $900 on a cheesecake and didn't get it.
And lost, people.
And lost.
That's the heartache.
Yeah. The cheesecake ended up going for like $1,500.
It had bacon on it.
That's what did it.
Better with bacon.
Everything's better with bacon. So I'm going to have to find out who made that and track down, and I'm sure they'll sell me one for $900.
I'm probably sure they would. Yes. I think that might have been a Fumerton cheesecake.
I'm afraid there was. She'll probably double it on my.
But I thought it was just super amazing. Everybody was just ready and willing and able to help in whatever way they could, and it just really, they pulled off a fantastic event. And I know next week we have one of the gals coming back on to tell us the grand totals and all that good stuff, but I just it was overwhelming.
Well, it was, and it was really neat to see Justin there. I was really surprised to see that he was able to be there for the whole time.
Right.
And it was a testament to prayer, you know.
Yeah.
You keep praying for him. You know, and he's getting better and better than that. And speaking of prayer, I would like to ask our community for a prayer for a good friend of mine.
Now you're gonna get me.
Now I'm getting your feelers, but unfortunately, good friend of mine, good friend of the community, Gwan Yeragan, was in a car accident. He's over in the hospital in Bend, doing much better today, I understand. I really did get her feelers.
You did.
But
that's near and dear to my heart.
I would like everybody to lift up their family.
Absolutely.
In prayer, and soon he'll be healed. We have no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. And he's ornery enough that we know he's not going to stay down for long. But keep him in your thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, everybody, add that to your prayers. Absolutely. Okay.
What do you got?
We have a special guest in the studio with us today.
And it's not me.
Well, you're special in a different way.
That's what you tell me every day.
We have Wendy Wilson, who, actually, Wendy, you do quite a bit of things, but we're going to talk about two of those today. And so Wendy helps out very much so in the Sutherland community. And so she is with the Sutherland Oakland Emergency Food Pantry and also St. Francis's Community Kitchen. So let's touch off with the Sutherland Oakland Emergency Food Pantry. Wendy, welcome first.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming. And so what's your position, or what do you do with the food pantry?
I am the director of the food pantry. I've been in that role since 2020 began, right at the start of COVID, and my predecessor was Richard George, and I've been the director for just over 2 years,
a rough 2 years.
Yeah, yes. What a challenging time to start.
If those are your 2 years, hats off to you already.
Right.
And I know we did a, I think we reached, did a thing on Facebook where we said, hey, we have this radio show if people are interested or you can benefit from it. And people have heard about it from different ways, but you reached out and was like, this was truly a blessing to be able to spread the word because you have some really wonderful things happening. And that's what we want to showcase on here. So tell us what the food pantry actually, like who you serve or
sure.
How people go about accessing that.
Absolutely. So we serve the Sutherland, Oakland, Wilbur, Umpqua area, and we currently have about 150 families that we serve, and then the family members, you know, mm-hmm. go up from there. And let's see.
And so when you say serve them, are they able to come to you and receive food or?
Yes, we do groceries. So the pantry is like a grocery store. Originally, amazing. It was a traditional pantry where you would get a food box mm-hmm. and kind of go. But we just changed over to a shopping style food pantry, which is really exciting. It's just like a grocery store. So our clients can come in, they get their little cart, and they can choose whatever they want, which gives them the, you know, empowerment to make their own decisions for their family, which is really exciting.
Well, that is, but you know, I've seen other food pantries in town, and unfortunately, you see the food box comes out, and half of it remains on the ground. So there was a lot of waste. Now, so doing that, you say they can choose what they want. Are they given credits? Or I mean, how do you control who gets what?
The way we came up with the numbers is we provide enough food for every family member, 3 meals a day for 3 to 5 days. Mm. And so it was a lot of math to figure out, you know, for a family of two, how many beans can you get? How many, you know, mm-hmm. cookies?
Right.
So we figured it all out, put it in categories. And so you can come in and there's the protein shelf.
Right.
You can choose two if you're a family of one. And so it's very clearly written on each shelf, and it's plenty of food. I mean, the carts are overflowing.
And then you could mix it up then. It's not right. The same thing every week. Like, that's super helpful too.
Exactly. Or like if you want to make peanut butter cookies, you can have 4 peanut butters that week, take them home and go for it. And then we allow our customers to come in 3 times a month to get what they need. So, yeah, there's plenty of food for our people.
So have you had much trouble during this COVID keeping the shelves stocked?
No, actually, we've had such a surplus of food that we've been able to increase the amount that we're giving. And it's you'd think with in the news, the lines to
right.
the pantry, we never really had that problem, thankfully. So we've always had enough food. We've always been able to serve everyone safely.
Well, I guess on the news today, actually, when I'm driving in here, I mean, do you guys have the baby formula?
Oh, we do, actually.
Yeah. That's a hot commodity right now.
It is. Fortunately, in this case, we don't serve a lot of babies mm-hmm. in our pantry. It's mostly a lot of older community members. But we do have formula right now.
Well, and that's important because let's face it, anytime you have a shortage like this, prices are going up. And that makes those that can afford at least, even, you know, even if it was there, maybe priced out of their range. So it's really neat to be able to see that segment of our society serve, because what else can they do? That's critical. So that's really cool to hear that.
One of the things I noticed on your notes and stuff when we talked was that you do delivery services to homebound or people that maybe have COVID and were quarantined and couldn't get out to do their shopping. And that you guys did that. That's very super helpful. I can't imagine how grateful people must be.
Yeah, so we were able to get a cargo van with a grant from the Oregon Community Fund and some other donors. So, yeah, we're able to deliver to quarantined, homebound. We take deliveries out to the Hastings Camp twice a month. That's the homeless community that's established out there. It's just too far for them to walk with groceries, so we just, you know, bring the food to them. And we have our regular customers that we deliver to, and it's open to whoever needs it. Because the Dial-A-Ride closed down during COVID in Sutherland, these folks had no way to get to their food. So, you know, we had to come up with a solution, and I think it works.
Well, that what a blessing for the van.
Absolutely.
Well, you don't think of these challenges that, you know, people face. Yeah, you can't get out get food. What do you do?
Right.
You
know?
So you must have a pretty good volunteer base.
Oh, yes. My volunteers are amazing. We have about 20 of them that work various shifts. We have an amazing board. Most of them are long-timers who've been with the pantry since the beginning. So they have the wisdom and all the knowledge that they share with us, which is awesome. Wonderful. But, my volunteers, I couldn't do it without them. We have the behind-the-scenes people. We have the upfront people and just... there's a place for everyone.
You know, once again, testament to the amazing community we live in. You know, and for a small community like Sutherland to be able to have that depth of volunteers, it's just another blessing on the community, on us to get to hear that.
Absolutely.
So if somebody's listening and they want to still volunteer, like there might be room for more.
Oh, yes. Okay. We'll take volunteers. And actually, the kitchen needs volunteers, too. So
if somebody wanted to get a hold of you to volunteer, or do you take donated items?
We take donated items.
Canned food?
Frozen food, fresh vegetables. In the growing months, we get so much amazing produce. The only thing is, if it's been opened, we can't take it.
Mm-hmm.
If it's been frozen, defrosted, refrozen, we can't take it. And any... if someone wanted to donate a cow, for example, it has to be done in a USDA facility. So there are certain requirements, but generally we'll take anything.
And so if somebody wanted to reach out and to donate to you or to volunteer, do you have a number that you prefer they reach out to or an email?
The best way is through our Facebook. And if you don't have Facebook, the phone number for the pantry is 459-4082. And leave a message and I'll get back to you as quick as I can.
Okay.
And the Facebook is under Sutherland Food Pantry.
Sutherland/ Oakland Emergency Food Pantry.
All right.
It's a long one, but
if you search Sutherland Pantry, you should be able to find it.
Sutherland/ Oakland.
Right.
And will you do the phone number one more time for us, Wendy?
Sure.
In case people couldn't catch it the first time.
459-4082.
Perfect. 459-4082.
Right.
Perfect. Okay. Well, we're, when we come back from break here in a moment, we're going to talk about the St. Francis Community Kitchen. So stay tuned for that. Wendy will be back with us, and we'll be back in just a moment with more Your Q, sponsored by Premier Insurance.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to Your Q on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. You're listening.
We're here.
To Your Q.
That was good.
I was just being goofy.
She tried to go Broadway on us there, folks.
I was going big time. I'm going Hollywood. Oh, gravy. Okay, so we are here with Wendy Wilson, who serves in multiple capacities up in the Sutherland area. And so we just talked about the Sutherland Oakland Food Pantry, and now we're going to talk a little bit about St. Francis Community Kitchen. So what role do you play at that one?
Okay, so the Community Kitchen, I am a board member and a lead volunteer, which for the board, I do the marketing and all the Facebook posts, all that fun stuff. And as lead, I'm kind of like the manager during a shift. So pretty simple.
So you don't have much spare time, do you?
Oh, there's some in there. I have a day job. You know?
I don't know how. I literally don't know how. Yeah, that's wild. So with the other ones where we talked about earlier with the where they come in and it's more grocery store style shopping and stuff like that, is the community kitchen actually hot meals served?
That's correct. Okay. It is hot meals with a side, salad, dessert, the whole thing.
And how often do they do that?
Twice a week, Mondays and Wednesdays from 3 to 4:30. And right now, or since COVID, we've been doing a drive-through format. Before COVID, we had a dining room where mm-hmm. everyone would sit and have coffee and hang out. We had to close that for COVID, went to the drive-through, and it has been tremendously successful. We've literally doubled the number of meals we're getting out in the community. So now that COVID is settling down, hopefully, we're going to go to a hybrid model. We'll do the drive-through as well as community dining together.
You know, so people can choose what they feel comfortable
cool.
with.
Yeah.
You know, and that really, I mean, there's a lot of things that are negative, of course, about COVID, but there's a lot of good, positive things like that, being able to serve people. I mean, mm-hmm. yeah, a family, I know when my wife had little kids trying to get into somewhere or the elderly trying to, I know when they swing by the mm-hmm. office, they can't, so we have them toot the horn, so we can run out and pick up a payment or whatever. Mm-hmm. What a neat thing, and be able to hang on to that, because you know, it kind of doubles your work, but what a great service to bring on.
Exactly, and that's why we do it. That's our mission, is to feed the hungry in Sutherland, and we're doing it.
That's pretty mean. So again, you know, we talked about the kitchen. So now you've doubled up. How are your supplies lasting?
We've had to double our budget, which means resourcing different grants. We actually got one from Three Rivers Foundation this year, which is amazing. Ford Family Foundation, Mercy. I mean, all of our money comes from grants and donors. None of it is funded by anything else. So it's been a challenge. The biggest challenge has been the to-go containers, actually. Mm. That's an unexpected cost.
Right.
That, you know, just
yeah, you can't get them donated. They cost money.
Right.
What a blessing, though, that, you know, when you hear some of the names that we always hear, then maybe we hear so often we don't really appreciate, but, you know, Ford Foundation, Mercy Foundation, mm-hmm. the amazing work that they do in their community. It's mm-hmm. pretty awesome.
Right.
Well, and I think with the restaurants, when they couldn't be opened, everything went to go or drive through or whatever. Yeah. So mm-hmm. I imagine supply and demand, those containers, the cost went up, and supply and demand. I mean, it's the little things that you don't think about. Happens, and then you're like, okay, now we're in a pickle.
Especially when you're on a limited budget and you're trying to squeeze every dollar out
to feed. Absolutely.
You know, to make sure no one's missed.
So what are your, I don't know if you'll, I'm putting you on the spot, so if you don't know this, please don't feel like I expect that, but roughly what are the numbers? You said they doubled. How many meals do you serve on average?
About 150 per night, and so that's 300 a week.
That is amazing. Yeah. Well, thank you for what you do.
Look at you know, the population of Sutherland. I'm not sure what it is, but it's
growing.
5,000-6,000 something like that. Mm-hmm. And to think that 3 to 5% of the people are just served just by this. Just, you know, I mean, that's not the people that are fed from the pantry. This is just people getting food to go. I mean, mm-hmm. you're talking about, you know, 20 individuals getting together and making a difference in the world. You know, that another, you know, we keep blessing the Lord on here, but he's showing them what a blessing.
Mm-hmm. So where is this located at? Where, if somebody lives in the Sutherland, Oakland area and wants to...
Or somebody's out there golfing and wants to stop by.
They can do that if they're hungry.
where are you located at?
Sure, it's at 323 North Comstock, and it's in the compound of the St. Francis Xavier Catholic Church. It's in the multi-use building in the back.
Perfect.
So, yeah. And another way that we're making money, I just wanted to throw this out there, is the Sutherland Garage Sale is coming up. It's the citywide,
oh, the citywide
thing they
the
do.
Big one.
Mm-hmm. And we're going to open up our entire parking lot with all kinds of goodies for sale, and all the money will go toward the kitchen.
So are you taking donations for that?
Or? Oh, yeah.
Angie?
Oh.
Do you hear that?
Yes. I could probably swing some things, too. We were just talking about that. My husband's like, some stuff needs to go on a one-way trip. I don't care where. So we're kind of doing that now that we're empty nesting. So, yeah. Well, so I might reach out to you again.
We'll take it.
So great timing. If you have something, reach out again with that contact information. And if you have something to donate, and get ready to save your quarters for the citywide garage sale. That's always fun.
Mm-hmm. And when is that? Do they do that?
June 10th and 11th.
Oh, June 10th and 11th. Okay. Yes.
Right around the corner.
Got time. Mm-hmm. People got time to hit their closets and their sheds and barns and pull out some stuff. And. Yeah.
And we promise sunshine by then, so we're
so.
Not going to worry about that.
Oh, we need sunshine. Yeah, that needs to happen. But I also, I'm grateful for the water.
Yeah,
grateful for the rain.
I'm not. I'm the realist here, folks.
I just
want
to fires.
Go outside and plant and golf and, you know. I miss doing outdoor chores.
Yes.
Then 10 days after that, I'm sick of doing them. But.
So it said you had volunteers needed for that as well.
Correct.
And is that for preparing the meals, or do you deliver meals that from the hot meals as well? Or
we don't deliver meals. It would just be working in the dining room and service. Right now we have enough people cooking, I believe, but it would just be the service part of it.
Now that you're going to open back up to in-house.
Exactly.
Yes. Which I think is really important too for people that just need some socialization. I mean, what if somebody's out there and is widowed or whatever, and they've
Absolutely.
Gone through COVID and they've been cooped up, and then they can't even go, for example, it just makes me think of my father-in-law who, you know, playing pinochles kind of his big deal is Tuesday, Thursday pinochles at the senior center. It's like when that was closed from time to time with COVID issues or due to state rules and regulations, it was like he wasn't getting that socialization. And this is really important, just like I feel like that senior center time for him is so important.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a need to be loved, and we need each other. So that is really neat. You know, want to throw out there with need for volunteers. So if you have a high school or something like that needs some of those volunteer hours.
Mm-hmm.
What a great thing, especially if you're right there in Sutherland. You know, not very far away, and be able to bless your own community.
Oh, yeah. We've had some great young people working at the kitchen. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, I just think it's so powerful for the youth to see in the attitude that they talk about today of instant gratification and the me phase or whatever. And it's like to give to somebody else and to see how rewarding that is. It just could set somebody on such a great path for their future.
Well, that's the thing. You can either go sit in a history class or you can go find one of our elders and really learn about it. And that's why I love our senior community and be able to hear the stories. We've got some amazing people out there that have had some amazing adventures and be able to share those. And the neat thing is they really love it. They really love that.
Especially
connection.
The youth.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Especially to tell somebody that
Knows
they only know what they know from a book or what their teachers told them. So anyway, just a wonderful opportunity. So I hope you are continued to be blessed with all the great things that are happening. The van, that sounded amazing for the pantry, and the doubling of the meals. It's if you build
generator.
It, they will come.
Yep.
We didn't talk about the generator.
Oh, the generator.
We have a new generator at the pantry, and it's the only one in the area. So if snowpocalypse or something happens again, we have a freezer and a cooler for senior center, for the kitchen.
How neat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing.
That was another amazing blessing from a donor. So
wow.
See,
yeah. Well, whoever they are, and if they're listening, shout out to you, because that was very wonderful donation. You know,
look at what the Lord does with the mustard seed, and he's created all this. You know, yeah. Pretty cool.
So amazing. Well, and Wendy, I know you said you have a day job too, which I'm not sure how you fit that in, but thank you, and please pass this forward to your volunteers and your board that thank you, because without things like this, we may not have people that even come out of their house, and we don't know that they're okay, or that go hungry for, you know, periods of time. So this is a very valuable service.
Great. I will pass it on.
Yeah. Thank you. And thank you so much for coming on the show today.
Oh, absolutely.
We greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, it's a blast.
So can we give them your phone number one more time if anybody wants to volunteer or donate to either organization?
You bet. 541-459-4082.
4082. Reach out and call Wendy.
Yes.
And volunteer or donate, because this is a wonderful cause. And hopefully if somebody heard this today, if they're tuning in and you have a need, maybe reach out to Wendy at her phone number, or even call the office if you can't remember the number, and we'll get you connected. And Premier Insurance, our number is 541-672-9414. And we can also make that connection happen for you if you didn't catch the other number. So,
absolutely.
Anyway, we will be back in just a moment with your local business buzz. And we've got some exciting news on that. So stay tuned. Be back in just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We're here. No problems. Oh, that's always fun. We're still learning.
I threw a hearing aid.
Oh, well, I'm Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter here on your Q.
I'm here.
Now it is time for the local business buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. So thank you to everybody out at Umpqua Survival.
Yep. Great place.
Great place. So what we do on the local business buzz is we talk to locally owned and operated businesses and hear a little bit about what they're doing and how they got started and all kinds of different fun, exciting stuff. So
a little insight what makes our community businesses special.
Absolutely. So we have with us today in the studio is Anneli Plunkett and Lon Ha with Weilani Shaved Ice.
Very good.
I always forget the shaved part. That's super not supposed to be forgotten.
Well.
So welcome, ladies.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Yes. So not everybody has got to partake of your most deliciousness.
I have to admit, I was completely ignorant until last July 4th.
Yes.
And it was darn near a religious experience when I finally got to eat. I had no idea. I mean, you can't even imagine this. I mean,
right?
I thought it was a snow cone.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. You did. You're like, it's ice and it's got syrupy stuff on it. And then he went and got one. The very last one of the day for the parade, and then came over and gave me a bite, and it was like heavenly
Nirvana.
Angels. Yes, it was.
It was.
That's exactly what it was.
Now we got to know what flavor you had.
Well, we had the red, white, and blue patriotic special last year for the...
Yeah, I saw fireworks when I ate it.
Yeah, it was amazing. We've set you guys up pretty darn good for this interview now.
Yeah. I don't think we have to do anything from here, right?
We got you sold. Good to go. Okay. So, because all we can talk about is how yummy and delicious and fabulous it is, can you tell us what it actually is and how you do that?
I think we like to think of it as like a fresh snow, like that first snow that hits the ground. It's not a snow cone where the ice is a little harder. It's literally shaved a block of ice.
And it's amazing.
Tiny it's fresh particles that come together in a ball of deliciousness after Lan's done with it.
Yes. And literally, because we are Douglas County, you pair it often with the best ice cream in the whole wide world, which is Umpqua Dairy.
Yes.
Shout out to the other DC absolutely. Business.
I mean, can you imagine that? Shaved ice and ice cream. I mean, until you have it, you can't even imagine.
It kind of actually sounds funky.
Oh, it did.
Then once you eat it, you're like, yeah. I don't care what you say. I care what I think. And
I'm chasing that truck down.
I know. The girls are freaking out at the office that you guys are even here. They just think you pack it around with them and are like, bring us some back.
I know,
and
it's we're like, going to see sad faces when we get back. Sorry, Cheryl.
Yeah, sorry, Cheryl. So you make this heavenly concoction and you're so popular that people literally will wait in line for infinity and beyond if they have to, because it's worth it. And I don't stand in lines. I'm not saying I'm a diva or anything, but I will just forego it. But yours is worth it.
Well, I want to know the important part. Where can I get one? Where now. Are you guys?
We have our grand opening. We're opening a brick and mortar out in Sutherland.
So exciting.
May 21st is our grand opening, from 12 to 8, and our address is 325 Park Hill Lane, Sutherland, Oregon.
Where's Park Hill?
Yeah.
Well, if you're heading south on I-5, we are right there before you take the exit from onto the I-5 south ramp.
Okay.
From Sutherland.
Got that.
And
folks,
you can't miss us. We have a pink awning, coconut trees outside, so we're right there. Just look on your right hand side before you take that exit I-5 south.
And that's May 21st.
Yep, May 21st.
What day of the week is that?
Saturday.
Oh, it's a Saturday.
Sorry, people at work.
Now, yeah, we'll have to wait till Wednesdays. Now we know what we're getting on Wednesdays for lunch.
It's the old Aspen Chiropractic.
Oh, I don't. That's exciting. Yep. I'm just excited for you guys. I think this is going to be huge. People are going to come once and never want to leave.
Oh, I tell you, you know where I'm going to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's such a unique product. Where did this come from?
Well, I think for us, we grew up eating shave ice. And
with ice cream in it?
With ice cream in it.
I'm so jealous.
Condensed milk on top.
I love our community, but we are ignorant about some stuff, you know. It's like, imagine we got to grow up with this.
You know?
No. Yep, it's definitely a favorite treat in Hawaii, and I know Lan got addicted to it when she had the chance to visit Oahu and Kauai. So.
Well, thank you on behalf of Douglas County for bringing us a little bit of that heavenly goodness.
Yes, thank you very much, because I can't go to Hawaii all the time to get it. This is bringing paradise to our backyard.
And of course, like everything I eat, it's healthy and fat-free. It's good for you. Contains all your vitamins, nutrients. Well, maybe not, but
it's gluten-free.
Gluten-free.
I don't know what a gluten is, but that's a good thing.
I don't even care if it has all my nutrients in it, honestly. Hey, last year I saw some that actually were adult choices.
Yes, we were out at the country music festival in Sutherland, and we got a day permit, and we made some adult shave ice.
Yes.
No.
Yes. I'll show you pictures. I showed my brother all the pictures today on my computer. You guys,
what kind of flavors?
It's beautiful. The presentation is fabulous, too. So it's just like, it's like a little work of yummy art in a bowl. So it's like, I had to show him all the pictures, which one you just posted was purple, which it was gorgeous, and it was
ube.
Yes, I don't know what that is. It said a purple yam, and I went, ugh.
Yeah.
But then I looked at it, and I'm like, I don't try new things. First, y'all need to know that. I would try that.
So ube, we have the Umpqua vanilla ice cream, and then we put azuki sweet beans underneath, and then we shave our ice with our ube sorbet, a syrup with coconut whip, sweetened condensed milk, topped with mochi, and more azuki beans. You definitely have to give it a try. It's really unique, and most people that do end up really liking it.
It's purple and beautiful.
Yeah, I think we would say it's the equivalent of your grandma's sweet potato pie. So, with coconut, with a touch of coconut.
I don't know about that.
I'll be honest with you. Beans and ice cream, I don't know. But I'm sold on them. So whatever they put on it, I'm eating it.
I know, but they were at the Lavender Festivals last year and did Lavender. They were at Bro's Eye Farm. Dude, I Facebook stalk. You need to get your game. You need to step up your game, Alan. I know where these ladies are at. And they did Bro's Eye Farms and they did the peaches. And you guys, what I love is that you always say you do, like, your syrups or your concoctions. Like, you're always trying new stuff.
We're always trying to incorporate as much local and fresh berries whenever we can. So
I love that.
It's definitely something on our list.
I love that you guys do that. And I think it's been really successful because I know you're busy when you have done those events. So, well, actually, I don't know where they do go where they're not successful or busy. I mean, let's just face it.
I know. We're gonna
so
have
people
to,
be patient.
We're going to have to spread some rumors so we can actually get there and be able to get
I'm hoping Wednesday's afternoons they're not busy.
Yeah, sorry, they're not going to open until 3 o'clock so we can be there at noon.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully Thursdays are a non-busy day. So when we open the shop, we're hoping to do Thursday through Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m. So
no Wednesday? So, that was
no
my
Wednesday.
Only shot.
Sorry.
You know, can you imagine that less busy day?
Can you change your golf day, Alan?
Yeah. No.
We've learned to be flexible, though. So if there seems to be a need for a Wednesday, we're not saying no right now.
I say, I can see a need. Wednesday's golf day. So
Wednesday's golf day. We send him up that way anyway.
Yeah. So they won't be as mad when I come back.
Or what time do you open? Maybe Shelly can get it on our way to work. We can start out our day with shaved ice and yummy goodness. But that's not all you're doing there, correct?
Correct. We have we're working on our food truck right now, and hopefully it will be ready to operate at the end of July. If all goes well, it will be Vietnamese and Hawaiian food.
Oh. Mm.
Yeah. You guys are amazing. I don't know.
Oh, we're just
I probably could have done this without them, actually. I'm like big fan here now.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you
after what, three bites, big fan.
You know, for everybody who's been screaming about, you know, having the same old, here you go. You know, so
yeah.
Unfortunately, we got a little time to wait, but no, it's on the horizon. There's nothing better than true Hawaiian food. You know?
Yeah.
So.
I don't know about the shaved ice part.
I don't know where they're going to put the pig in the parking lot in the ground, but it'll be fun.
I am super excited, and I've enjoyed watching the progression of your spot and your mixing of the community. I saw where you had like a police officer come in and you were doing the hands on the wall. What was the inspiration behind that, or how'd you come up with that idea? I thought that was great.
I think for us, we're Lan and I, we both, she grew up here in Douglas County. I grew up in Hawaii, and, you know, the more time I spend in Douglas County, there aren't too many differences. When you grow up in a small town and a small community, it's important that you give back to that community that's supporting you. And I think that's our thought every time we're making shave ice and in everything mm-hmm. we do. We want to support local. We want to support the people that are supporting us.
That's exactly what makes us special.
That's
right
what
there.
This whole show's about, too.
So I mean, it obviously must be in the water. You know, it's like to be able to come here and give back to the community. What an awesome, awesome opportunity for us to be blessed by you. So thank you.
And
so thank you for coming on. And I'd like you to tell your address again, too, and the hours of operation you're going to be open when you open.
Our address is 325 Park Hill Lane, Sutherland, Oregon. Our operation hours will be Thursday through Sunday from noon to 8. That is for the brick and mortar building, but doesn't mean our trailer will not be out. It will be out and about in town, nearby towns. So keep a lookout on our social media for that.
Yes.
We'll be chasing
it. And your Facebook page. I need a fan page. I need a what they call a badge, fan badge for the page. Anyway, you guys are really good about working your social media and keeping everybody up to date. So anyway, thank you so much
for coming in today.
And we wish you the most success.
Definitely.
Yes.
I want a truck in our parking lot.
Oh, you bet it. Let's talk about that
after
this.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, we'll be back with more of your cue in just a moment on 93.9 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. Shannon Sebastian here with Alan Painter.
Hello, Douglas County.
Oh my gosh. I don't even know how those two got a word in edgewise with us.
Sorry.
We're passionate about it.
Was I a little obsessive?
We're passionate about shaved ice.
Yeah, but it's horrible right now.
It's so good.
I sit there and think about that shaved ice, and now it's like, sorry. I thought they'd at least bring us one that was melted. You know?
They're busy. They were busy before they came here.
Oh, I'd have drunk it.
Yep, I'm sure you. I'm sure you would have. Well, it is almost time for the show to be over. We only have a few minutes, but I know you wanted to mention something about
a food drive.
Food drive.
I do, and it's coming up this Saturday. It's the letter carrier food drive. I mean, yes, it kind of goes in with our guest earlier in Sutherland.
Yes, but everybody's Sutherland today.
This is throughout the community. So, if put a couple cans of food in your mailbox and bless our neighbors. I mean, I think we're going to be in for some challenging times coming up here, so it's time for us all to get together and give a little bit back to those who may be a little in need.
That, not maybe on the carriers, but I mean, what a great way to open a mailbox and see, stuff to help out your community. I think that as a carrier, that would be pretty powerful that day.
And that's pretty cool for the carriers to step up and do this. I mean, you can imagine it's probably a lot of work, especially our poor mail carrier has to walk with that bag and carry all that food.
Yeah, maybe not in her section.
But how neat. How neat that they stepped up to help the community as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
So don't forget, it's this Saturday, the second Saturday in May. Put a few cans in your box.
Put some cans in your box.
Yeah, that could be a song.
I'm doing it.
Absolutely. So
I've been buying stuff by the case.
Oh, there you go.
With only two people in our house, that's kind of a lot.
Well, don't want to make your mailman that put a case of corn.
No, I'm not going to do that. Not a case. I won't do a case, but we have an overabundance.
Well, I tell you what, we've really been on a great tear here in the county. Like we talked about, Troxel's event this weekend. I was by Umpqua Survival, and they're giving away another gun. Well, not giving away, buy raffle tickets.
Right.
And I encourage everyone to do that because that's going to support, people in our community. Amazingly,
yeah,
they
Justin
do that every
Mike.
Month. Mm-hmm. Every month,
month.
That's about $1,000 a month.
It's a lot.
But another great community partner. I mean, to hear Layla, the shaved ice that just left us. I mean, giving back. I mean, that's the common theme. That's why, when we discuss the show, why to do it, to give everybody a little sense why the place we live is so special. I think we all know it, but to be able to put the faces and the names together, it's a pretty awesome place.
Even if just once a week for this hour, people take that time to reflect on what we're blessed on. Like you had mentioned that earlier this week or last week that just take a little time out of your day and focus on what you're blessed with. Gives you an attitude adjustment.
It was amazing. I was heading to work. I had the music station on, and they say, hey, take 30 seconds to remember what you're thankful for. Mm-hmm. That changed the whole day. Amazing. 30 seconds that we normally spend spacing off or, you know, looking like a fool singing to a song and just taking 30 seconds to remember, you know, the blessings we have. Even if you're going through hard times, focus on the blessings.
Right.
So, great community we live in. I mean, even though we have to drive to Eugene maybe to go shoe shopping, but, you know, Nike outlet when it comes to Douglas County, we'll be fine with that. You
know. Oh, goodness. Yeah. Count our blessings.
Absolutely.
Count our blessings. Absolutely. And again, this last segment, you know, sponsored by Umpqua Survival, we're super grateful for that. All the small businesses have just been so grateful to have this opportunity to come on and share their stories and what they're doing. And the new stuff like this, you know, they started out with one trailer. Now they're going to be trailer, brick and mortar, and then another trailer. And it's just like, something and you never know what it's going to turn out to be.
Well, you know, you have a good hard work ethic come with a good product, but more importantly, it's about your customers. And no business survives without you.
Right.
You know, Douglas County, and you show how important you are to this whole big picture. I mean, you are the most important. You know, being able to serve our neighbors is such a blessing for us, you know, at the Premier Insurance family. And to be seeing that same philosophy, they serve shaved ice, and it's about serving their community, you know. And
bringing them together.
Yeah, and bringing their Hawaiian culture to us, you know. So,
yeah, I'm grateful.
Oh, I'm grateful.
Well, we want to just say thank you to Umpqua Survival for helping sponsor the local business buzz. Go in there, put in for your raffle. We'll do two names next week. Didn't do that this week. So
we dropped the ball. We're sorry.
Dropped the ball on that. But your name's still in there. But go in there, put in for it. Go on the website here at News Radio. And you can do that and sign up. And next week we have Wander Winston will be in about their big event they have coming up and Noble Roofing to tell us a little bit about their business. So everybody, thank you for listening, and we will be back next Thursday.
Thank you all.
And that's it for your Q today. Have a wonderful and blessed week.